This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. Mel Armitage from culturepop.com. Well, it's Geek Squawk. And we're talking about swallowing the fat.
Yeah, this is a lovely story about an exercise pill
that
people could take.
I want
and,
it.
Yeah, and not have to exercise anymore. It's actually been in development for a few decades, but it was abandoned because it led to a few kind of negative experiences. But it's always existed kind of in the black market, and it was actually banned at the Beijing Olympics because some athletes had been taking it. Yeah, it's an experimental drug, and the tests so far that they've done on mice, they allowed them to run on a treadmill for 270 minutes. How long is that? That's nearly 5 hours. Mm. Mice without the drug were able to do only about 3 hours. So they've managed to push people about twice beyond the limit. Mm-hmm. It's not a stimulant. It's actually working on the enzymes of the body. Mm-hmm. But it's not this kind of perfect device that everyone takes and is going to suddenly become thin. Mm. What it's hoped for is that it can be used for people with obesity or other conditions that stop them from exercising. So this can help to actually kickstart their metabolism.
See.
Because somebody who's very, very heavy, obviously you can't just put them on a treadmill and crank it up to 10 kilometers an hour and come back in and hour, they're going to end up with, you know, heart problems and whatever. So it helps to get people into the kind of condition where they can start burning the fat much faster and get to the point where they can actually start taking proper exercise on a regular basis.
So what are the potential side effects apart from fat loss?
This is one of the things. I mean, there's a lot of controversy as to whether it will actually ever be approved or not. In the initial phases were abandoned a couple of decades ago because they found that high doses of the drug could lead to certain cancers. And some researchers think that it's one of these weird drugs where if you take it in very low doses, it's very beneficial to you. But as soon as you up that dose, it suddenly becomes very bad for you. There's no middle ground with it. So it could potentially be too dangerous to ever be cleared. So yes, there are the side effects of, you know, potentially things like cancer and diabetes and all this kind of stuff. But also you're looking at people who might have to take it for 40 to 50 or 60 years. Mm. And we don't have any kind of tests that speak to the safety and longevity of a drug that's basically, you know, amping up your system.
Yeah, and I can see why it'd be beneficial for those people, as you mentioned, you know, it's difficult for them to get the exercise. But you think after a while, right, it's still very much a part and parcel of life. You should exercise. Especially if you've lost the weight. And I mean, 40, 50, 60 years to be on pills.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the idea that we can take a pill to solve every problem is...
We wish, but, you know.
Well, even if we could, it's not... That's not a good thing. Mm. It's not a good replacement.
Right. And what's the story with Facebook?
Oh, there are so, so many stories with Facebook this week. This one is that Mark Zuckerberg is adding an extra 3,000 moderators because of the abuse that's been happening with Facebook Live. So we had the murder in Thailand. Mm. We've had various suicides, shootings, all kinds of horrendous things that have been happening because we have this ability to suddenly broadcast live to large numbers.
So they're adding another 3,000.
So they're adding another 3,000.
To the current?
They have 4,500 already, so that's going to make 7,500. But bear in mind, they do have 2 billion users, very close to. So it's not necessarily going to have a huge effect. And we also have to bear in mind that if there is this oversight of our accounts, if we have, you know, for the few people who are abusing their accounts in this way, do the rest of us want our privacy to be invaded and have somebody watching everything that we put out? On Facebook's part, you know, it is very, very difficult, especially with a video. We don't really have the software yet to allow it to be done automatically. They still rely on people, you know, registering and saying that this is offensive material and can it be taken down. And, of course, that does take time. But if we do want them to be a lot more proactive about these things, then we do have to accept that we're going to give up some of our privacy. Mm. So it is actually quite a big issue.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because we don't, yeah. Like, it was a very sad situation. It's just a couple of people doing it, right, compared to the billions. And, you know, it just sort of soils it for everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. And who's politicizing your feed?
Well, this is, you know, the ongoing debate, especially with the US election last year, mm. the current French election, the British election that's going to happen. A lot of people have been getting a lot of highly targeted ads. Mm. So Facebook gives out an awful lot of data. Marketing companies can use this to decide what kind of ad that you're going to see. So if they see from your posts that, you know, you're a little bit kind of paranoid and you're scared about crime, then you're likely to get an ad that's targeted with, say, a burglar in the picture, or you're going to get something that, right. that speaks to gun rights.
Which connects back to the Facebook story, which we talked about.
Because oh, absolutely. Because
in Australia, New Zealand, they were targeting, apparently they were using information for 14-year-olds who have esteem issues.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
targeting products, you know, in that area.
Yes, because people use keywords in their mm. posts, and those keywords can be analyzed, and they speak to our mental state. Mm. They speak to our social groups and our positions within those mm. social groups. So there is an awful lot of information out there. So what some nice people have done is put out some software, free software. It's a Google Chrome plugin called Who Targets Me. And that will allow you to go and see who is actually sending information to your Facebook feed based on your profile.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at your Facebook profile with, you know, pictures of King Jafar, mm. the cat. And what kind of advertising would, you know,
well, I guess they would get me for being interested in animal welfare and or probably tag me as being an old lady. I'm really not sure.
So it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this is a nice tool for people, because we are getting an awful lot of people who are interrupting our feeds. And a lot of the time, these ads don't necessarily look like ads. Mm, they look like yeah. links to websites and what have you. So it is interesting. I think everyone should go and check out this Who yeah. Targets Me and see what companies are actually actively putting information into yeah. your Facebook feed.
Because I think it's all right if you put an ad, but you state that it's an ad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just yeah. be full disclosure. This is an advertorial. This is a what. So, I mean, if it's of interest to me, that's fine. To a certain extent, right? I mean.
But yeah, you see, that's the biggest issue, because Facebook says that it's not actually a news organization. Mm. So there's already a blur between content and mm. advert. So you have that whole thing of what's editorial and what's advertorial. Mm. So yeah, Who Targets Me, go and check out the plugin and take the stuff out of your feed.
All right. King of the Crowd.
Yes, I have a bit of a funny one for King of the Crowd today.
It is Fun Friday.
Well, it is, yes. Frida, have you ever wished that your Swarovski crystals were connected to the internet and could be controlled by a smartphone? I know.
Of course.
It's a discussion that every dinner table has on a Sunday. I wish.
My Swarovski crystals were connected to my smartphone. Connected to net. Okay, right.
Well, there are certainly enough people who think like you, people who've committed so far nearly 30,000 euros to something called the Moments Globe, and it's actually on its way to becoming a runaway funding success.
Okay.
What it is a paperweight-like orb. It has a heart-shaped Swarovski crystal inside it, mm-hmm. And it's designed to enhance emotional contact and intimacy. Of course it is. So if your loved one is a long way away from home, he or she can tap an app on their phone and the crystal starts to pulsate like a heart. And you can even reply to the pulse and make the phone screen of your beloved, well, it kind of fizzes in the video that I saw. I don't know, perhaps I'm old school, a WhatsApp message works just as well for me, says, hey, I miss you. But, you know, if you're 15 and you think your girlfriend won't hate this, you can buy the Moments Globe for the bargain price of $110 US plus shipping. Starts shipping in October.
Right. A lovely gift for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And there you go. But, you know, the WhatsApp, you know, there was an outage so just recently, so maybe you couldn't send the WhatsApp. And that's that moment when you wish you bought the orb.
Yes, I know. I don't have enough crystals in my house.
Okay. What's the next story about?
Phone calls. Now, I don't know if you've noticed. I kind of have as well. This is from Wired. But people seem to actually be making more phone calls again. I mean, we've
really?
We've talked.
I talk a lot to all the Grab drivers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We all do that. But I mean, I've kind of talked in the past about how we've moved away from phone calls. And now when, you know, or when you want to call somebody, you actually message them first and say, hey, is it all right? I call you. But now people are making kind of more social calls. And you know, I got a call from a friend late last night and I was immediately thinking, oh, no.
Who died?
Yeah. But it turned out that he just needed help with some PayPal thing. Mm. But if he'd done that with me over WhatsApp, it probably would have taken us 15 or 20 minutes of going backwards and forwards. On the phone, right. We did it in, you know, less than a minute. So I think people are starting to realize that phone calls are actually more useful and there's more of a kind of emotional thing going on than...
But isn't that the same sort of with Skype as well when you make these video calls? So at least you still have that.
Well, yeah, we're still used to making these kind of Skype calls. But again, you don't make a Skype call to somebody without messaging them first and saying, hey, I'm about to Skype you, because half of us don't leave Skype running on the computer anyway. But, you know, and it goes back to a lot of people, particularly the younger generation, they don't actually know what the etiquette of calling people is. So there's this kind of learning experience because in a phone call you don't have control. When you're texting someone and messaging someone, you control the message, and you know, you can erase it, you can rewrite it, and you only send it when you're happy with it. So on a phone there's this thing where
it's a whole new experience
for them.
Hello.
Yes, because they have to say something and stand by the words and then accept what the reply is going to be. So, yeah, it is a whole new experience.
I can't believe we had conversation around making a call.
It's one of those things that has gone out of vogue. I mean, when I talk to my nephews, they basically never make phone calls. Yeah.
Speaking of vogue, you've got an item on fashion.
Yes, this is the a rather freaky one. This is the Echo Look. This is an Alexa enabled video camera from Amazon. It's currently in beta only. It's gone out to just a choice target group. The idea is it sits in your wardrobe or dressing area. It takes a picture of what you're wearing. There's even a video footage on it, so you can twirl and do a 360.
Okay.
And then it will help to recommend other looks to you, or it will tell you whether the look that you currently wear is a good one or not. So it's very invasive to my mind. I don't like the idea really of having an always-on microphone and camera in your dressing area. It does sound a little bit creepy to me, but the fashion world seems to have responded to
it. Can I switch it off?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Alexa is not designed to be switched off. It's designed to listen. So when you say, you know, Alexa, what's the weather today? It's designed to burst into life. So all of these things that have communication devices, and also you have to wonder how secure these devices are if someone can hack them.
Other than its creepiness, it's quite handy for a woman.
Well, and the guy. yes. No, I mean, the idea behind it is quite cool. There's a lot of other assistants that give you a similar service, but you have more control over those because you snap a picture and you upload it and they give you feedback that way. And there are even Facebook groups that are using AI now to recommend certain looks to you as well. But this, I feel, is potentially going a stage too far. The level of intrusion to me, I can't see a justification for this. I think there are other ways around this, like ask a human being.
Man, I'm just on culturepop.com with this dosage of fun for the weekend, but you've got a geek tune for us.
I have, this is a lovely tune. It's got a kind of indie pop country feel. This is Boyfriend by Marika Hackman, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.